You're listening to episode 854. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I honor you for being right where you are as you get ready to go into a meditation. And I'm Mary Meckley. I'm a meditation guide who shares a different meditation technique every day on the podcast with you. And this is a technique that I guide you through, and then you take it into your own meditation. So I leave you with some meditation inspiration so you can keep your meditations dynamic. And I also share with you a lifestyle technique, because it's not just meditation, it's truly a lifestyle. And when you can bring your meditation ritual off your cushion or wherever you sit down to meditate and into your everyday life, this is where you see the benefits. This is where you become most consistent when you meditate. It's when your meditation ritual lasts a lifetime, because it becomes an integral part of who you are. So in today's meditation, you're going to be guided using a meditation technique to help you as you manage social anxiety. And our theme this week is how to manage social anxiety. It's by request from a listener who finds that although she's a pretty outgoing person, whenever she's in a group of people, especially at a party, she says that she freezes up. She has a hard time feeling a sense of connectedness to share her true, authentic self. She feels really nervous, and she becomes tongue-tied, and she wonders if there's a way, when she's feeling like this, to be able to use a meditation technique to help ease this social anxiety. The problem is that she explains to me is that when she's in this situation, she has a hard time remembering what the techniques were because her mind draws a blank, which is so common when we experience anxiety. And so throughout this entire 7-part week-long series, we've explored different techniques that you've taken into your meditations, exploring how to use them to help you manage anxiety. And one of the best ways to help yourself as you manage anxiety is to go and have fun. So this is for a Friday's meditation if you're following these in sequence, although you never have to follow them in sequence. Well, every Friday, I share as the lifestyle meditation tip, I share with you an herbal tea as well as a way for you to enjoy yourself. Not to take yourself so seriously, to go out, explore something new, to have fun. Fun Friday, you can think of it as that. So one of the best ways, in fact, to enjoy yourself and to reduce anxiety is to go out and do something new. These become some of your most fun times. Many times we can do the same thing that we always do when we think of having fun, and it gets kind of old or redundant. So if you spice it up a little bit and think of maybe something that you've been wanting to explore, and go out and explore it. So that unknown is what often causes so much anxiety, so much social anxiety. But when you're doing something that you enjoy, the anxiety goes away because you're so focused on learning this new talent or skill or getting together with someone new, putting yourself in a new experience. You're so excited about it, engaged, that your anxiety diminishes. So when you're in a conversation with someone at a party or you're getting ready to make a presentation, whatever it is that causes you this social anxiety, if you think of why you're doing it, if you just kind of pause and think, okay, you know, here I am, I'm feeling this anxiety. Why am I really here? What brought me here? What's my intention? And what are the intention of the other people here? They likely want to socialize and get to know other people as well. And so we're really all here for the same reason. If you can talk to yourself in a way similar to that, your own style, of course, then this helps you enormously. And you'll find that the more you go out and explore new situations and put yourself out there with new people, your anxiety diminishes. I remember when I first recorded a podcast, and it took me forever. I think it took me 2 hours, and it was only a 10-minute podcast. And I was unfamiliar with how to use my recording equipment. I was unfamiliar with how I was going to structure it and share. It was all a big experiment, but I really wanted to share meditations online and reach as many people as I could, because I live in an area where there are not a lot of people who meditate around me. And I felt really isolated in my meditation ritual. So I thought, why don't I go out online? You can reach the world. We have listeners now from all over the world. And I recently launched a private membership site where you can receive the meditations fully guided, just pure meditation, where I guide you using the same techniques that I share with you on the podcast. I guide you through an entire meditation where I play the music extra long. You can listen for however long you want, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, half an hour. It's your choice. And you're guided in a beautiful meditation. And I release, of course, just like I do on the podcast, a brand new one every day. You can find that at my website, which is at sipandom.com. That's sipandom.com. So as I was sharing with you, I really struggled at first, as most podcasters do. I set up my podcast completely on my own. And so I was really nervous, but I was excited, and it took me forever at first, but I got the hang of it, and it became easier and easier, more and more enjoyable. And now I can jump on the podcast and quickly record for you pretty much anywhere I am. I take it around the world with me anywhere I go. So think about this as you consider your own social anxiety and what you could do today or this weekend, if you're getting ready for your weekend, to put yourself in a situation that excites you, but that's a new situation that challenges you just a little bit. This will help you to build your own inner reserves, your inner resilience, so that when you're in situations that cause you anxiety, you can manage yourself in a much better way. You'll just be more confident. So now let me share with you, before I guide you in this meditation technique, I want to share with you the tea for today. Now, as you know, herbs can benefit you in a similar way as do the meditation techniques. They're that powerful. And because they're that powerful, you always want to check, and I think you know this, with your medical provider just to make sure they won't interfere with any medications you may be taking, or if you're pregnant or nursing, you shouldn't take these herbs unless you check with your healthcare provider. Well, the herb I want to share with you today is a cornerstone herb in India's ancient Ayurvedic health tradition. And that herb, I've shared it with you before. It's so good that I want to share it with you again because it's fantastic at helping you to release anxiety. And that herb is ashwagandha. Now, ashwagandha is often referred to as Indian ginseng. And so what it does for you is it helps to relax you and it helps you to reduce stress. And when you do this, you are able to reduce inflammation in your body. Now, those big inflammation producing illnesses that are almost at epidemic proportions, it seems these days, such as arthritis and rheumatism and diabetes and even many cancers, are helped enormously by herbs such as ashwagandha that can help to reduce inflammation. So ashwagandha has a lot of antioxidants that can help you to regulate your immune system. You can buy it pretty much in any grocery store these days. It's become so well known. It's a highly studied herb. It's been used for thousands of years. So you might want to see how ashwagandha works for you as you reduce inflammation. Now, you can also find it in a health food store, of course, online, and organic is always the best. So now let's get you practicing and doing the meditation technique for today. So as you settle yourself into your meditation ritual, I encourage you to do a few deep, long inhales and exhales through your nose. This is going to relax you very nicely. And if you're in a tense social situation, such as the listener I shared her story at the beginning of this episode, and you have a hard time remembering what the breathing technique was, what the affirmation or mudra or whatever the technique was, you can usually always remember to inhale and exhale through your nose with three long, deep breaths. You could do this discreetly, so no one even knows you're doing it. And they could likely be doing something like this themselves. So know you're not alone in experiencing social anxiety. Some of the most outgoing people experience social anxiety. So we'll do this now. Go ahead and inhale through your nose, a nice, long, deep inhale, bringing your breath inward and upward. Your body is relaxed. And go ahead and exhale when it feels right through your nose, releasing tension, anxiety, just letting it go. And then when you feel ready, go ahead and inhale again through your nose, a nice long inhale. See how it feels to keep your eyes gently lifted upward if they're closed. This keeps your thoughts uplifted as you meditate. And then when it feels right, exhale through your nose. A nice long exhale, not letting your breath rush out, just letting it flow out. And again, inhaling through your nose, a nice long deep breath. Doesn't this feel so good? bringing your breath inward and upward throughout your whole system. Holding that pause between the inhale and exhale for as long as feels comfortable. And then releasing the breath through your nose, nicely, evenly. Not in a controlled way, just letting yourself breathe at your own pace. Now notice how you feel. As you bring this technique into your meditation or into your day, into the most stressful parts of your day, in fact, see how this works for you. Try it out. It's a great technique to help you refocus your thoughts as you meditate. And as you meditate, visualize yourself having fun, doing something that you enjoy, that brings a lot of carefree moments to your life. Bring this into your meditation today. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.